We're now moving over to the Naas Municipal District, where Fine Gael councillor Fintan Brett joins me on the line now. Good morning, Fintan. Thanks for holding there.
Good morning, Hannah.
Morning. We're looking at your motions and questions raised at that latest Naas Municipal District meeting. Your first motion is asking that the council prioritises the provision of a low-cost crossing on Main Street in Kill, close to the junction there with Hartwell Road, to facilitate, of course, children and wheelchair users crossing that busy road. Would it be a dangerous road to cross?
Well, it's a very busy road, especially in the morning. As you know, Hannah, you do the reports there on the traffic on the N7, and when that, you hear they build up at Castle Warden, and a lot of cars, when they hear that, they divert through Kill Village and up the back roads towards onto the N81 and up the back road to Ratcool. So it can be chock-a-block there in the mornings. But we have some wheelchair users on the Johnstone side of Kill. We have a Cheeverstown unit in Johnstone where there's people in wheelchairs. They go up. There's no shop or coffee as such, a coffee shop in the village here itself. So they go up to Kill Village, and getting across the road can be a problem for them. I have suggested a low-cost solution. There's a ramp just before the lights in the centre of the village at the junction with the Hartwell Road, and that could easily be upgraded to a crossing and without lights, just a zebra crossing, put markings on it, put up signs, and it would be very cheap to do and would be a very simple solution. So they're going to look at it, and hopefully we'll get a positive response from them.
All right, starting off good there with that. Moving on to your next motion, Fintan. It's about a box junction on Monreed Avenue in Naas at its junction with Aylmer Park. Is this down to heavy traffic there, or...?
Well, look, actually, Hannah, this is something that we had a fair debate on last Tuesday, because this has been requested several times. I've requested a few times and it's not been done. And the council are saying that they don't think there's a need. Now, I'm not sure that they put people out there to check it, but I continuously get complaints from people that cannot access onto Monreed Avenue in the morning because of the heavy traffic. It's situated about 30 metres from the junction with Monreed Road. So they have to come onto Monreed Avenue, which is backed up at the lights. And because there's no box junction, the traffic is bumper to bumper. So unless you get somebody that's in good mood to let you out, you have to wait and wait. And a box junction there, would at any time there's a change, would at least allow two cars and give people a bit of certainty of getting onto the Monreed Avenue and that. But look, we had the debate. It's a box junction is a very low-cost solution and that, and we offered that we'd provide LPT funding to do it. They have said that its funding isn't the problem. Other councils brought up three or four other areas where they're having similar situations that they're looking for box junctions and they're not being done. So look, we're going to discuss it further. Hopefully we're on the path to getting a solution to all these problems.
All right, moving to your next question. It's about the bus stop at Poplar Square in Naas. You're asking when it will be reinstated. I remember this was a motion that you've raised previously with the council. I mean, maybe just to go back to why the bus stop was taken out of service in the first place. Why was that?
Well, there was an upgrade works. There was 16 or 18 car parking spaces in Poplar Square, and they were removed to put in seating and benching. The reason really that was being done, that 10 of those spaces were being continuously occupied by the same people, and that there was only 6 active spaces being used as such in it. So the council took out the put in seating, but in the meantime they took out the bus stop, but they never put it back, even though the space for the pull-in for the bus is still there. And I've been at this 3 years now to try and get this bus stop, because it's in Poplar Square, and the Poplar Square has three or four chemist shops, doctors, surgeries, various opticians. It's almost the centre of Naas there. And with the bus stop, the bus has to go 100 plus yards up the road to Market Square to let the passengers off and them to walk back down. And all I'm looking for, I'm not looking for the high curbs or that, I'm just looking for the bus stop so people can step off. And it's so disappointing and frustrating to hear that it's still under review by the actives. Like, if a simple job like putting up a bus stop, a bus sign, can it be done? You really shake your head at it, because it's so frustrating, Hannah, that this should be done. And I literally every other week, there's a few people, especially from out my own side here in Johnstone and Kilda, say, when are you putting the bus stop? I have to walk every week down from Market Square down to Poplar Square, where my doctor or my pharmacy is, and that should not be happening. There's no reason why that bus stop should not be there.
Mm. And in terms of the council, they have been saying that it's still something that's under review. Do we know why it's still under review? What exactly are they reviewing?
I don't want to answer that, as I might say something I'd regret. No, I do not know what they're reviewing. There was a bus stop there for probably 60, 70 years and that, and I cannot figure out why, if it was sound, it was good enough to have it there for that length of time, why we can't just put the bus sign back up again and tell Go Ahead Ireland and Bus Éireann that is now an active bus stop. Give it a number and let people use it and that. We don't have the high cab for people to step off and that on it, but you have a lot of them around the not alone in the county but in the country and that, and they're in use, so there's no reason why we can't just put a bus stop there.
And we'll definitely follow that up with you, Fintan, and also KFM News may send an email out to Kildare County Council about that as well. But Fintan, your final question to the council was asking if they can confirm when traffic and other CCTV cameras in the municipal district will be allowed to be switched on. What was the council's response?
Well, again, I almost sound of a man of rant this morning, but it's a very disappointing answer in that. I mean, we have been looking to get CCTV in around Kildare for at least 7 or 8 years in that. In JPC, we had 50,000 money set aside to go through the various hoops that you need for it. Clan Community Council was the leader. They put a huge amount of money and effort into getting this, and to be told then that the goalposts were being changed, the data protection officer changed the ideas, and we just can't progress it in that. I understand that there is need for regulation on that, but the hoops that people have to go through, impact assessments, you have these type of stuff on that, and community groups will not do it. It's so difficult. And we have the situation in the report you see there, where at present the council do not have the road traffic cameras in operation, and that, and any proposal to switch camera must be assessed and documented by the owning section in conjunction with the DPO, which is the data protection officer. Like, what are we at? You reported, I think, last week, Thursday or Friday, about Kildare County Council spending $500,000 on environment and collecting rubbish on that. And here we are with some cameras around that could be used. We have an endemic around parts of Naas with dumping, where people have apartments and that, and they're not providing the bins, and the tenants are coming out at night time dumping them here, there and everywhere, and where tidy town groups have to go and pick them up, label them and that. That should not be happening and that there. Now, I could go on and on, because this is so frustrating that it beggars belief that in this day and age that we cannot have a system there that's for the greater good of people than that. And people can say what they like, but CCTV will be no harm, no difficulty. 99% of law-abiding people. It's the 2 or the few percent that think that they don't have to pay for bins, that they can dump where they like, and that they can bring their dog for a walk, and there's no need to pick up after the dog. Those are the people, and it's always, Hannah, the same people that's doing this all the time. It's not one here and there out of the community. It's the same people that are responsible all the time. And anyway, I could go on and on, but at least here we got a commitment from the senior executive officer that he'll engage with us. We told him we'll provide the LPT funding if it's needed and that. So he's engaging with us in that, and we do hope we'll have somebody on board within a couple of months that we will have some small bit of CCTV around this to deal with these culprits.
Fintan, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning. I can understand the frustration from some of the council's answers in relation to your questions and motions. But again, thanks for taking the time to join us on the Kildare Today show to run through those motions and questions asked.